What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, Operations Manager for Ringdahl EMS Jamestown Area Ambulance, Andrew Berkey, again joining us. And Andrew, welcome to our show.
Hey, Warren.
We appreciate you stopping by, Andrew. Brought some great information to get out here today. It's that time of the year that we're looking for more EMTs and hoping to get more trained in and really grow that service in our area. We got some EMT courses coming up here on August 29th.
Yeah, August 29th will be the start of our fall 2022 EMT program. So we always take the summer to kind of relax a little bit, enjoy some more time with our families, and just kind of let education settle down. You know, we'll do some CPR courses and things like that. But now it's time to gear back up for the fall. And you know, our mindset every time we start a new year of education is what can we build on from the last year? So we're excited to implement some new ideas and continue to do what's working for us, but see how we can continue to grow in that field.
Sure. Now we know too, Andrew, and I thought it would be fun to maybe pick your brain with this. We know when it comes to EMTs and paramedics and first responders, we see that ambulance, we know they're going to an emergency, but what does an EMT do, right? What is your role?
That's the $1 million question. Yeah. I think that's something that we need to be doing a better job explaining.
Sure.
And honestly, I think that's why so many people fall in love with this profession, because every day is different and you don't actually know what you're going to do. Like, there are some things that we do repetitively so that we can be successful, right? We come in at the same time every day. We check our trucks. We make sure equipment's ready, that we're ready to go and execute the day. But then after that, it's who knows? You might do nothing for 12 hours. You might go to Rochester, Minnesota. You might run a handful of 911s that are car accidents, or someone, you know, fell down and you know, has a minor injury. I mean, the sure. spectrum of things that can happen every day at work is absolutely mind-blowing. And then, you know, you might be out at a mass casualty training like we were yesterday. So that's, I think, what has so many people in love with this profession is there's just no... there's no down moment. It's anything can happen at any time, and our job is to be ready for it.
So let's talk about that a little bit, the mass casualty, because I think another reason people might want to start exploring becoming an EMT or joining EMS, maybe one way to learn more about that is to understand what they do, but maybe talk to an EMT. One of your EMTs really stepped up during that mass casualty, and she kind of got her start, I believe, under you at Ringdahl EMS, right?
Yeah, so we've got, she's a paramedic with us now. Her name's Amanda Hecker. Mm-hmm. She was in EMS a little bit before us.
Okay.
Came in as an EMT, went to paramedic school while with us, and has just developed into an incredible leader for our service, for our community. It's been so cool to watch her grow over the last couple of years here. And yeah, as far as, you know, what's the job look like? These sure. are the people to talk to. They, it's crazy to sit back and watch these people develop into who they are now. And, you know, if you really want to learn about a lot about yourself in a short amount of time, EMS is going to teach you. It's going to teach you how you cope with stress and anxiety and develop healthy habits to deal with those things. And just all around mold you to be a better leader for your community. And, just a really well-rounded person, because this job does require you to wear a lot of hats, and you're going to learn your strengths. You're going to learn your weaknesses and hopefully, you know, build up on that. And it's such a cool career to really, again, do something that's different on a very regular basis and really have no idea what's going on at the same time.
Andrew Berkey, again, our guest right now on Let's Talk About It. EMT courses, again, the fall course coming up on August 29th. So let's get some details, Andrew. How do we get signed up? You know, where do we go if we want to learn more information? Cost associated with it, you can break that down here for
us. Sure. So, let's start with cost.
Sure.
The tuition cost is $1,300. That gets you your book, some of your learning materials. You know, I think it covers like your national testing fees. I know it covers one, if not both. I'd have to double check into that.
Sure.
But I think to tag on to that, the state of North Dakota will actually reimburse all that tuition. You just have to pass your course, pass your national exams. And then sign on with an ambulance service. Doesn't even need to be full time. As long as you sign out that ambulance service, I think you got to, you know, do like 24 hours a month or something like that. The state will actually reimburse all that tuition. So you got to put a little bit of skin in the game to start. Right. But, you know, more motivation to get through the course to help out your communities and then earn that money back. So we start August 29th. We meet every Tuesday, Thursday evening for 4 hours in the evening. That can be either at Jamestown Ambulance in our education department, or it can be via satellite. We've got some agreements out there with neighboring services where they'll kind of sponsor students so they don't need to travel so much for the didactic portion of courses. And then we meet one Saturday a month for 8 hours a day, and that's all skill lab. We do scenario training. We do skill training. And I mean, it's a fun day. We usually order pizza and hang out and really refine the skills that we learn in the classroom. And this whole program takes about 3 months. These programs have been crazy successful for us. I think right now we have like a 92-93% pass rate. Yeah, a lot of these EMTs that have come through our program, we've been around for a couple of years now, are off to paramedic school. Some of them are running their own services in North Dakota now. There is so much trajectory in EMS, right? It's an industry that undoubtedly is struggling, but that just means that if you got a hard work ethic, if you've got, you know, the characters or character needed for leadership and just, you know, being a community member, I mean, this career has such a fast track trajectory to leadership positions, to just kind of moving up the ranks. This is the place to be, man. The opportunities are endless.
Well, just, I mean, if people can see just you talking about it, like, obviously you got the passion for it too. And so learn more. You can contact Andrew. You can reach out to an EMT or a paramedic. Maybe Andrew can connect you with one and learn more about what an EMT can do. And one more thing, Andrew, I did want to point out, you did say you do partner with some of these other services. This is not just for Jamestown Ambulance. This could be somebody who wants to serve Medina, somebody who wants to serve Cleveland, Gackle. They can participate.
And anyone in the state of North Dakota. Sure. We're a licensed training center for North Dakota. We've had people, you know, practically on the Montana border in our programs before. You know, they just got to figure out how to get here for their labs. But again, 3 month program, you only got to get here three times, and then once for your psychomotor exam. But this is for anyone. We are here to help North Dakota, not just Jamestown. Obviously we want to take care of home, but you know, if Medina is struggling, if Lemoore and Edgeley are struggling, then we're struggling. So it's really important to us that we do our best to take care of our neighbors as well.
Perfect. So if you're hearing that and you're in any of those areas anywhere in the state of North Dakota, best way to reach out, and how do they do that, Andrew? You guys have a website.
Couple different ways. You know, we try to keep pretty active on like Facebook. I know a lot of people have reached out to us via Facebook Messenger. So if you look up Jamestown EMS Education on Facebook, send us a message that way. Otherwise, our number for our station is 701-251-2273. Stop into the station. Sometimes I think that's probably the best, because people really don't want to sign up unless they really know what they're getting into. And it's the best way is just to sit down face to face, show them the ambulance. This is what we do. Talk to some of the guys around the station, really get a feel for it before you commit and jump in.
Well, sometimes seeing it too is like, that's how the bug gets you, right?
You're absolutely.
Like, I love this. I want to do this.
You get in the front door and I'm handing you a waiver. Like, let's get you on an ambulance and let you see it for yourself. And more often than not, exactly right. You're going to get bit by the bug and you're going to love this as much as I do.
Perfect. So again, if you're interested or want to learn more information, August 29th will be the fall 2022 EMS training or EMT course. Andrew, anything else you want to leave us with?
No, I just, you know, sitting here kind of reflecting a little bit. I've done this a few times with you, and it's so fun to see some of the people that have come through these education programs and to see where they're at now that we've been around for a little bit. It's wild when you think, you know, it's only been 2 years, but the growth and the development of these guys and girls is just unreal. So, I implore people to come check it out, because your life will be drastically different a couple of years from now.
Well, and to join possibly the team and play basketball on Wednesdays.
We got basketball get involved. Wednesdays. Yeah. We got fantasy football coming up. We do it all, man.
It's really fun.
Yeah, so well-rounded group.
It is. Andrew, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Warren.